Roto Grinders presents the Daily Fantasy Fix podcast. Dan Bach talks to the biggest personalities in DFS, delivers commentary on the industry's most important topics, and gives you the advice you need to help build winning lineups.
Both the salary and the matchup are just too good. If you are not playing him in your head-to-head games, you are just going to lose.
You didn't really think we were going to get rid of that, did you?
Here's your host, the one and only, Dan Bach.
Hey everybody, what's going on? Dan Bach here with you. It's a Roto Grinders Daily Fantasy Fix on this Tuesday. Monster 16-game slate in Daily Fantasy Baseball. I'm going to give you some of my thoughts here early this morning. Obviously, a lot of stuff can change from now before first pitch. You got lineups, you got weather, so a lot of factors can go in. So always recommend you still be using our tools. Check out our live shows, and you can usually hear my updated opinions on SiriusXM Fantasy Sports Radio from 6 to 7. But I know a lot of you busy work days. You got commute, so hopefully this can maybe help you along the way. I thought I had nailed it pretty good last night in terms of some of the analysis. Now, all my lineups didn't quite hit it perfectly, but I felt good about my analysis last night. Hopefully today we can do it all over again. As always, big thanks to Fantasy Draft. Make sure you're checking them out here today as we move into not quite the weekend, but golf lineups as well. And I think you'll enjoy your experience over there. Again, very different lineup building process. If you want to play like six outfielders, you can do that. If you want to play five first basemen, you can do that. Fantasy Draft gives you that flexibility, and I think it's a great product to differentiate from the two bigger sites. So check them out if you haven't done so. Really love what they're doing over there at Fantasy Draft. Been a longtime sponsor of this show, which we appreciate as well. So we'll start with starting pitching today. We're going to try and zip through this and also kind of let you know on a few other things of what we got going. By the way, another WinView Games live broadcast happening tomorrow night. Grant and Will will be basically playing some WinView games live during the first couple innings of the Boston and Texas game, which is going to be on ESPN. We've got $1,000 in free rolls. And again, you need to sign up through the Roto Grinders links. You'll see a post in the forums today, which will give you more details on that. But definitely check that out if you want to try the new in-game stuff. Should be a lot of fun. I'll have some more details on that tomorrow. But WinView Games Roto Grinders is the link that you're going to need to sign up for to be able to play in those. $1,000 for free we're giving away, and some Roto Grinder swag as well. So listen for that coming up tomorrow. But let's get into tonight's slate. It's a monster one. It is packed up with, 16 games for us here today to look through. And as we kind of saw yesterday, you know, I said that I felt like we needed to pay up for starting pitching, and I feel like that was the right answer at the end of the day. And I kind of feel the same way tonight. I think, you know, usually when we've got 16-game slates, we don't have a whole lot of chalky options because there's just so many options for us to go to. But I think we're going to have some chalky options here again tonight. And I think it's going to be in the form of Justin Verlander today as he checks in as a 227 favorite against Oakland with the A's with by far the lowest implied run total on the board today at under 3. And Verlander, pretty safe most of this season. I think he went through a little bit of a spell there where he wasn't tremendous. But overall, the game logs rock solid from top to bottom. The price is expensive, but I don't think that, you know, you have to go two big spends today on a 16-game slate. In fact, I don't think that's really the path to doing it. And I think that if you compare Verlander to Trevor Bauer tonight, I'm clearly on Team Verlander over Bauer tonight when you consider you've got a good ballpark out there for him to pitch in Houston. You've got the Reds who you know, also now move into an American League park, meaning they get a DH, and you know that means, you know, adding, you know, power like an Adam Duvall potentially to that lineup. And I think it's pretty clear for me that, you know, Verlander's our top choice today. The K's are there, you know, big favorite today. I don't see a lot of downside in rolling him out tonight. So I think he's going to be very chalky. I'll be curious to see where the ownership projections come in at. You know, on a 16-game slate, you don't usually see guys 30, 40% owned, but I think we might have that potentially today. And I think he's clear-cut, you know, my favorite starting pitcher today, and it's not even close. Now, on fantasy draft, on DraftKings, we need to find SP2s. You know, Bauer's fine, but I don't think this is a slate where we try to jam in, you know, two starting pitchers on a 16-game slate. I don't think it's going to work out. There's a couple of names that I'm looking at here. Now, first off, we got Tanaka against Baltimore. Huge favorite here against the Orioles. 239 on the road. And a lot of that, though, is behind the New York Yankees bats as, you know, they're an implied run total of almost close to six today, 5.88, higher than both those teams in Coors Field tonight. So I think that tells you about against Andrew Cashner, the expectation there for these Yankee bats. It's pretty high. The one thing you can look at with Tanaka, and I think his big knock here today, is he has a really questionable history here against the Baltimore Orioles. You look at the, you know, he's faced them a ton. 171 at-bats, has allowed 11 home runs, 10 doubles, an OPS of 772. A 25% K rate is fine. And admittedly, this Baltimore team, it's hard to say they quit, but they very might well have quit. But they've got some pretty good numbers here when you kind of break down the BVP against them. Adam Jones, 11 for 27, three home runs. Scope with three home runs. Machado with two home runs. You know, definitely have had some guys in that lineup have some success against him. I feel like, you know, the salary on him at 9,100 is pretty reasonable to put him in play on DraftKings, on fantasy draft at 17.5. I like him, but I think I probably want to come down a little bit on the salary a little bit if I can, so I can get some bigger bats. So I'm okay with him at, you know, 9,100 over there on DraftKings, but I don't think he's a guy that we have to lock and load. In fact, I'd rather probably go to Rich Hill tonight if I'm going to pick one. The difference, though, is, you know, Hill has looked good coming off the disabled list, got 110 pitches in a couple of starts ago. But I still do worry about how deep inevitably they're going to let him go. And you look at Vegas's thoughts on this game, you know, the Dodgers minus 157 versus the Yankees, you know, minus 239. Huge difference there. And again, you know, we've got quality star points on FanDuel now. The win points, you know, they matter, but they're not something that you need to have on DraftKings. But if you need to save a little bit, I get it. I just feel like there's a little bit more risk potentially going there today. So, you know, San Diego last night, Kershaw did his thing, you know, pretty much, you know, solid outing from him top to bottom. But something stinks. I would have thought they would have been about minus, you know, 198 in this game against the Padres. So I'm going to probably stay away from that one and see what the Vegas total does throughout the day and see if we get more movement one way or another. Now, Garrett Richards at 8,400, a little bit cheaper than Rich Hill going against Seattle. I do like him a good bit today. A lot of success here against Seattle and definitely a guy who, you know, has some pretty solid games behind him. If you look at 25, a 32, a 20, and the one interesting thing here is, you know, this is his second start coming off the disabled list, which is a little bit worrisome about how deep they're going to let him go. But I think he will be okay because it's not like he was out for like 3 months and this is like his second start back. You know, he went on the disabled list on what, June the 13th, came back on July the 4th, pitched five innings, gets what, eight strikeouts in that last start against Seattle. So I think there's some reasons to look towards him today, especially if, you know, he has, you know, his control in order, which is questionable sometime, but pretty solid numbers against Seattle for his career. And certainly this season, a 32 DraftKings fantasy draft points against them, a 25. And then, of course, his last start, he came up injured out of only two fantasy points that day. So I think he's fine today at 8,400. I love going back to San Francisco again here. We've had a 2-1 game yesterday. I told you I like both those pitchers. And Hendricks got it done. Suarez was good enough, you know, with if you got Gerrit Cole in there. And I'm going back there again today, Quintana versus Cueto. The difference is I have no interest in Cueto today. I think he's washed. I think he's hurt. Had a horrible first start last time out. Quintana, really disappointing season. I know a lot of guys were higher on him than we've seen, but there's just the environment is so advantageous to starting pitching here that I think we're crazy if we don't look to him. And we know he can go, you know, deep in the game if he has to. Last start went six innings, gave you four strikeouts. Strikeouts haven't been what we loved, and the walks have been part of the problem. 3-3-2-2-2. Hopefully he can, you know, do a little bit better on that front. But I feel like he's fairly safe today. 72 on FanDuel, 83 on DraftKings, and 16-2 over on Fantasy Draft. Now let's dig down a little bit deeper here to the kind of 7K range. And I think Julio Teheran against Toronto is definitely a guy we got to look at. Now, here's the thing with him is very good versus righties, very bad versus lefties. But this is in a National League park. Toronto's losing one of their better bats here today. And he's definitely had some tournament-winning performances here. 23, 37, 29, 29. I think that we can look to Teheran today as an option. Now, a couple of things where I'm not all in on him. One, he is a little bit sick, and we saw this the other start. I think it was with Hellickson about 5 days or ago or so, where he was sick. He's going to battle through it, and then, you know, he kind of got posterized there. It was an ugly start. Now, Teheran said he's coming off illness. He is going to start tonight. So that worries me just a little bit. I love the salary, though, at $7,400. Now, the BVP is not good either. Now, this is where BVP doesn't always tell the story, because Teheran, for his career, has allowed a 1.2 OPS, a 714 slugging percentage against Toronto bats in 98 at-bats. That's a pretty big number. But so we got to kind of look at these numbers a little bit to see exactly the context of it, because they don't always tell the truth. And one of the guys who has had success against him, Donaldson, not playing here today. You know, he's had 2 home runs and 9 at-bats, so we can kind of scratch that. Curtis Granderson, again, these are numbers that have taken place over the course of, you know, a longer career. And Granderson, I don't think the player he once used to be. So I'm a little less worried about him. Same with Russell Martin, you know, 2 home runs and 11 at-bats. So I'm not really too worried about that, the fact that they've hit him pretty well. My only other reservation is the ballpark. Atlanta, a very hitter-friendly ballpark, but solid enough favorite here at -130 that I think we can go the green light on him in tournament play today. Now, the last guy that I'm going to talk about here, and a guy that I'll be curious to see if we get, you know, much movement behind here, is the rookie from the Phillies, Eniel De Los Santos. I don't believe he's available on FanDuel. I'll have to double check on that. I'm not seeing him on FanDuel. I saw him on DraftKings at $7,500. And I think a lot of people will naturally be playing Teheran at 74 than De Los Santos over there at 75. But I think De Los Santos is going to be fine here. Looking at his numbers so far in, 16 games in AAA so far this season, 95 innings. He's got a 210 average against a 108 walked hits per innings pitched. The strikeouts, 87 in 95 innings. The worry for him, and it's with every young pitcher, and it gets me nervous, is walks. You know, 31 walks to 87 strikeouts. In 2017, it wasn't so bad. 48 walks to 138 strikeouts. But he's also given up a number of home runs this season. You look at it, and it's 10 home runs in just 95 innings this season. But all things considered, is he's been pretty darn good down there in the minor leagues. You know, only started in 2015, so pretty quick trajectory for him. And he's going against the Mets. The Mets stink. So I don't have a line in this game. The weather, definitely favorable to hitters here. 91 degrees, winds blowing out. If this checks in at like 8.5 with Phillies being somewhat of a strong favorite, I think I'm in on him today, especially if it comes in lower than that, because here's the deal. The guy pitching for the Mets, Drew Gagnon, this guy ain't good. He's been in the minor leagues since 2011. I think he's been in the minor leagues longer than Roto Grinders has been in existence. Think about that for a second. Like, there was no Roto Grinders, I believe, when he got started, or right around that time. So, 7 years in the minor leagues, has never made it up to the big leagues, gets his call up, and I can tell you why. 2018, 4.4 ERA, 4.67 in AAA this season. Last year, 6.25, 4.48 the year before, 6.67 the year before. Dude ain't good, okay? The strikeout numbers are actually somewhat reasonable at one per inning, but the guy gives up hard contact, and the guy is not somebody that I'm excited to be playing today. 17 home runs in 102 innings so far this season that he's been giving up. That is a lot. So if this guy had the pedigree to be a major league pitcher, he would not have been in the minor league since 2011. Now, I'm kind of proud of him that he hung around. He's getting his shot. You know, the perseverance paid off for him. But that doesn't necessarily mean that, you know, I want to not stack against him or think that the Phillies are in a pretty good spot tonight, because I think they are. So I think De Los Santos is a guy to consider in those mid-sevens, and I'll be kind of curious to see exactly how Vegas views that game, because I view it pretty favorably towards him, especially because below that, there's not much else that I'm in love with today. Helixson, don't love it. I mean, he's okay, I suppose. I mean, I think we can maybe give him a pass on that last start where, you know, he got bombed because of sickness. And if we do that, you know, he's got 12, 16, 16, 33, 16. He's got some decent enough performances mixed in there where, you know, if he gets back to that level against Pittsburgh, maybe he's all right. I don't think he's unplayable. I'd put him in my player pool if I'm putting in 150 entries tonight. But I don't know if I'm three entry max like I normally do, whether or not he's going to kind of crack it. But he is a source of salary relief. They are favorites. It is not the worst ballpark to pitch in out there in Pittsburgh. I might be talking myself into Helixson at 6,700. So those are my pitchers. That's where I'm looking at that position today. Let's break it down by hitters here in just a moment. But before we do, it's time for me to tell you about my friends over at 4hymns.com. I'm sure you're familiar. You've seen their ads already. I've been talking about them a good bit. Fellas, you don't need to look like me, okay? Yes, I shave my head, but I shave my head for one purpose. I don't think my hair would be growing any longer, at least on the top of my head. And I'm not, I just don't think I could pull off the old professor look. You know what the professor look is? That's when you've got hair on the sides in the back, and then you've got nothing on top. No, I don't think that's for me. So instead of going down the path like I did, you should be trying 4hymns.com, because 66% of men lose their hair by age 35. So if that hairline's slowly starting to move backwards, maybe might be starting to see some bald spots, there's no reason for you to kind of give up. Like me, 4hymns.com is a one-stop shop for hair loss, skin care, and sexual wellness for men. And they have real doctors and real medical-grade solutions to treat hair loss. You know, a lot of the name-brand prescriptions that we've seen that cost a ton of money, well, I got news for you. Those companies are done making tons of money because the generic equivalents are now available to help you keep your hair. This is no snake oil pills, gas station supplements. These are prescription solutions backed by science. And what makes it better is we're busy. We don't want to go to the waiting room. We don't want to go to the doctor if we don't have to. Well, guess what? You answer a few questions. A doctor will review them online and can prescribe you. Then products are shipped directly to your door. I certainly hope you guys give this a try. You don't need to be like me, okay? At least on that front. I've had good things happen in my life. My hairline is not one of them. So be smarter than I was when I was young. Listeners of this podcast, get a trial of a month of Hims for just $5 right now. while supplies last. See the website for details. It's going to cost you $100 or more when you consider the price of the drugs, when you consider the doctor's visit that you'd have to pay. So if you're going to go to, you know, if you're interested in this, save the money, $5 for 1 month. Go to 4hims.com/roto. That's R-O-T-O. That's F-O-R-H-I-M-S.com/roto. 4hims.com/roto. Give it a try if you fall into that category of somebody who might need some help. All right, let's move on now to the bats here tonight, and we'll go position by position. We'll start at the catcher spot. And Wilson Ramos, another home run for him last night, gets another date versus a left-handed pitching pitcher tonight here in Matt Boyd, one that's not particularly great. I'm willing to go back down that well again. He's $4,300, a little bit more, you know, more expensive than we might want to pay for a catcher, but sometimes you got to do what you got to do. So 368 wOBA versus lefties, 210 ISO, and a great lineup order, batting cleanup there. So I like Wilson Ramos a good bit today. Some of the other guys that I think we can look at, especially when we break down the splits here today, if Max Stassi is in the lineup tonight, I certainly don't hate him. He gets a lefty and Sean Manea, and in terms of the value that you get on him, pretty solid. 387 weighted OBA, 231 ISO, and 65 at-bats. Not a huge sample size, but enough for me to be interested at just $3,600. So I like the price point on him today. Obviously, we've got Coors Field in play with Arizona and Colorado. John Ryan Murphy, definitely a name to consider. A 367 wOBA and a limited sample size. And feels so cheap today at $3,500 over there on DraftKings, over on, let's see, FanDuel, $3,200. Fantasy Draft, he's at $65. So I think he might end up being a good bit of chalk potentially today in this matchup. So yeah, I like obviously both of those guys. I think we can look to Yadier Molina today because my favorite gas can, Dylan Covey, is back. The bad news is Dylan Covey got bad when I was like on vacation and traveling and not able to play. That's when he sucked. When I was sitting him, you know, when I'm playing every day, I'm touting him on the radio show and the podcast. He was kind of good earlier. Well, he's back to sucking again here today. He's 4K as Yadier Molina, and pretty solid splits for him. A weighted OBA 355 versus righties so far this season. Pretty good year for him from top to bottom. St. Louis going to be a popular play tonight. And I think we can move on to first base and talk about Jose Martinez and say that he makes a good play, especially on FanDuel, where he's just too darn cheap. FanDuel needs to get their act together on the salary. Only $2,600 for him there instead of $4,300 on DraftKings and $84 on Fantasy Draft. I don't think that that is the right price for him on FanDuel. Therefore, he's probably going to be a bit chalky, and understandably so. Paul Goldschmidt tonight, he is in Coors Field. He's facing a lefty in Tyler Anderson. He's 5,900, but he's also pretty darn good in this handedness split. 452, the numbers on him versus lefties this season in terms of the weighted OBA. 347, isolated power. Everything's lining up for him tonight, so give him a look. Mark Reynolds has been playing really well also, and a good matchup today against Musgrove, just raking versus righties to a 373 ISO so far this season. Let's bring it back over the next two. And, yeah, 373 wOBA, 250 ISO. Pretty solid numbers for him in this split today. So he makes a lot of sense for us. Jesus Aguilar might be on a mission to make the All-Star game. Another home run last night, 376 in this split for him tonight in the wOBA department. So, yeah, he's 5,100 over there on DraftKings. Pretty big price, but definitely swinging a hot bat. 9,900 over on Fantasy Draft. All right, let's see where else we can go here at first base. Ian Desmond, 4,100. Again, Coors Field exposure there. Not the worst price in the world. And I did bypass Chris Iannetta. He's pretty cheap over on DraftKings, too, at 3,600 if you want to get some exposure there. Definitely a guy I think we got to talk about here is Logan Morrison in this matchup, because we get Ian Kennedy out there in Minnesota. The Twins, you know, they hit the ball really well yesterday against Danny Duffy, but a really high team total. I mean, almost as high as Arizona and Colorado today at 5.41. Vegas always has them pretty high at home, and a lot of times they don't seem to get there. But in this matchup, I feel pretty good about it because look at the plate IQ with Ian Kennedy. It is absolutely littered with red. And Lomo, $3,500, that salary on DraftKings today. FanDuel at $29. Fantasy Draft at $69. And again, I think he's a great source for power tonight against Ian Kennedy, who, you know, you want to talk about, you know, pretty good numbers here against Ian Kennedy. You know, BVP is not something I rely on, but something I look at. Logan Morrison, I mean, this is insane. Morrison, 2 home runs. Dozier, 2 home runs. Escobar, 2 home runs. Rosario, Grossman, Kepler, Joe Mauer, all with home runs against Ian Kennedy. He has not had a whole lot of luck versus this lineup tonight. So I don't like Sledgers on the other side as a pitcher, but Logan Morrison is a cheap option there at first base. Definitely a guy we can consider today. All right, let's move on to the second base position. And if you wanted to go to Brian Dozier, I talked about some success that he's had, so I guess he definitely works. But Chris Owings feels too cheap on FanDraft and DraftKings today. 3K on DK, 5,600 on Fantasy Draft. Probably going to be pretty chalky at this position. Not been hitting the ball well. That's the risk. You know, he's only got one hit in his last 6 games. Admittedly, 3 of those came in pinch hit performances. But if he's starting in Coors at 3K, it's going to be a tough pass on him. Let's see. We've got, you know, Brian Dozier I talked about, and he's really popping. Plate IQ score comes in pretty high on him, and, you know, price per point, definitely a guy to look at as well at just 4,100. So I like him if you can fit him into your lineup at that number. Whit Merrifield, not a guy I usually play too much, and at 4,300, he's not going to garner a whole lot of ownership, but, you know, game logs have been pretty impressive for him here as of late. In fact, we got hits in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 consecutive games for Whit Merrifield. And against Mr. Sledgers out there, not a bad spot for him in a pretty advantageous ballpark. So definitely a name to look at there at second base. Yeah, I think Owings and Dozier probably are two top guys that you're going to kind of look at today on Fantasy Draft and DK. Moving on over to third base, Matt Carpenter is the name that's going to pop off of the page, I think, for most people today. 4,600 is a big number, but Covey, not good. Plate IQ premium score all the way up to 77 for him today. That is a monstrous number, so definitely a guy to consider here tonight. If you're not playing Tanaka, Beckham, I think you could do worse than him if he's leading off there at 3K. It's kind of if you're looking to pay up for a little bit of starting pitching, he's a path to be able to get you some, you know, some better starting pitching at 3K. So he is in play on that perspective. And same with Logan Forsythe if he draws a lineup spot here tonight. Wilmer Flores, you know, I'm not going to play him because I think De Los Santos is decent, but he's 3,500 and decent enough lineup order for him in this matchup, assuming he cracks the lineup tonight. Of course, talked about Escobar's numbers, but it's kind of priced up a little bit at 4.4. So I think as a part of a stack, definitely a guy you can look at tonight. Let's see. I think that's pretty much what I'm looking at. Again, Beckham, Carpenter, probably our top options for you today. Obviously, if you want to play Nolan Arenado against a lefty in Coors Field, that makes a lot of sense. Patrick Corbin's not your run-of-the-mill lefty, but dude just rakes that handedness split. I mean, it's pretty amazing. Let's see what we got. Last 2 years, 530 WOBA, 411 ISO. So if I didn't bring that up, I'm probably not doing my job correctly. But yeah, Arenado versus a lefty at home is usually a lock and load. Okay, moving on over to shortstop. And I haven't talked a lot about the the Phillies. I'm fine with some of those bats today. You know, Kingery's not a guy who's been particularly impressive this year, but he's only 3,100. We'll see if he gets in the lineup today. We got him projected batting six, which is fine for me, so I definitely don't mind him. You can go up a little bit more at shortstop and get Kike Hernandez versus a lefty. That's usually one of the spots that we like to leverage. And then Paul DeJong as well against Dylan Covey. Solid number for him at 63 in the plate IQ score, 4,100 his salary. Eduardo Escobar against Ian Kennedy, also popping in plate IQ at 4,400. Again, really like Minnesota as an option for us tonight. Let's see. You know, Boston's fine. I mean, Gallardo's kind of a gas can. It's, you know, getting all those guys into your lineup today is just going to be a little bit more difficult, so I don't know if it's a top target for me today. Those are the guys I'm looking at. Maybe Daniel Robertson against Boyd. He got it done for us kind of last night, batting third, 3,600. Again, another guy you can shuffle around on that infield in a couple of different positions on DraftKings. Of course, fantasy draft, you don't have that problem. All right, last but not least, we move to the outfield, and I think we got Marcelo Ozuna going to be chalk-tastic today at 3,500, batting cleanup against Dylan Covey. Really good spot for him today. Good ballpark to hit in, and a solid price tag. If you wanted to look to Tommy Pham, you could do that certainly as well today, as he is in a pretty good spot. 4,400, I just don't love that number on him, but if there's a spot where he can go off, this is it. Jorge Bonifacio, again, I kind of like the Royals a little bit tonight as well. Really like that game in general. Bonifacio, 3,200, batting second. Kind of overlooked Salvador Perez at the catcher spot. I think he's another guy to consider in the mid-threes today. A lot of catchers you can potentially use over there on DraftKings and Fantasy Draft. Steven Souza on some projection models popping at 4,200. I just don't see it. I don't find myself wanting to go that route. If I'm looking for value, though, today, Cole Calhoun might be leading off today at just 2,300. And you know my old saying, if you're min salary and you're leading off, you're probably going to be in my lineups today. Against Mike Leake, even more so. Now, Calhoun's kind of had an up-and-down season, got off to a horrendous start, and then got red hot there for like 2 weeks, and then is back to being sucky again. But if he's leading off and you want to save, I get it at that position here tonight. Looking to the Yankees today, I mean, one of the highest team totals on the slate. So if you want to consider Judge or Stanton today, I don't blame you one bit. They're obviously pretty darn expensive here tonight. We've got, Judge at 5.7. Yeah, pretty expensive. I do like Rhys Hoskins as well against Gagnon, Guy Guyan. Do you know who that guy is? He is the guy from Turbo the movie. I've never watched Turbo the movie, but one of the things that you'll run into as a parent is when you've got the DVDs in the back that you can't hear, there are certain movies that your kids will giggle like crazy. And for whatever reason, my son loves Turbo the movie more than anything. So that's what Mr. Guy Gagnon reminds me of. So back to baseball, Rhys Hoskins. I wouldn't be surprised to see him take one deep tonight. Definitely a name that I'm looking to play. Houston versus lefties. You know, we didn't talk a lot about those bats. You know, George Springer tonight, been kind of cold lately. We'll see if he can kind of get it together, but got two hits going last night, but hasn't had an extra base hit in a long time. One extra base hit since looks like June the 22nd. So we'll see if he gets another one versus Mr. Manea tonight. Other outfielders, again, a lot of these guys we've talked about. I can't think I'm going to play Dexter Fowler today, but if there's ever a spot for him to feel better about his game, maybe it is against Dylan Covey here today, so I guess we can give him somewhat of consideration. Let's see what we got in terms of the top WOBA splits for us today. And by the way, you can sort all this stuff in lineup HQ. If you're not doing that, you're probably doing it wrong. Matt Kemp, 403 in this matchup versus lefties, and the matchup WOBA, 351 on the weighted OBA and 202 on that ISO, so that's pretty solid. We've got isolated power, Aaron Judge, JD Martinez, Mr. Otani tonight, and 97 at bats, a 320 ISO for him. He's 4.3K. He's kind of popping off the page just a little bit. And if you're not playing Rich Hill tonight, if you think it stinks, because I think that kind of stinks, Hunter Renfroe, only 3,600, and we love him versus lefties. And, again, not stacking up San Diego, but if I need a one-off, a 409 WOBA the last two seasons, a 310 ISO, he definitely kind of checks that box in this matchup here tonight. So there you go. I am done with my analysis on this Tuesday. I hope you guys found something here that can help you build your own lineups. I'm back on XM tonight from 6 to 7. If you've got feedback on anything that we're doing here at Roto Grinders, do check us out. FantasyInsiders.com is up and running, including our first Swolecast for best ball this season. Evan Silva's featured in that. And, of course, you've seen the ad on the front page of Roto Grinders, the $1 million best ball championship on draft. Get some great insight on how you should be building some teams with that show over FantasyInsiders.com. You log in using your Roto Grinders login and check it out. Think you'll enjoy it. But I'm out of here for tonight. Thanks so much for listening, being a part of what we do here at RG, and I will return same time, same place for you tomorrow here on the Roto Grinders Daily Fantasy Fix. Thanks to FantasyDraft, 4ins.com/Roto, and good luck in your games tonight, everybody. We will see you.